Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
You want to know something funny?
That tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate.
I heard on the radio this week.
Make him wait, but you just got to have another
what investment over the last 100 years has consistently provided hand over fist the biggest return?
R.J. Reynolds.
It's tobacco.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, not oil, not electronics, not Apple, not not anything else but tobacco. Because of...
Anytime you want to make a fortune, you just invest in human vices.
Say toilet paper, too. I mean, you got to have it.
But not everybody.
Yeah. Paper
products. Not everybody, you know, uses tobacco. Everyone uses oil. I gas would have... I would have thought I would have picked gas.
Well, I've got another follow-up here from an email we've received before we get back to the phones, and we will get right back to them. Miss Miriam wrote, she says, you know, I've read your article and I've heard you talk on air about how to keep my house cooler. But I live in an older home, 1954, and the plaster boards are set up right against the masonry walls. And I can feel the heat enter cold when any of the temps get radical outside, right through on the inside. So, Miriam, this is exactly what we were talking about to the gentleman here just a few minutes ago. What we do is we take those block walls, and in 1954, they weren't even insulated. Back in the 60s, we would throw some real cheap insulation down in the block walls, because I don't know why, because energy went from 3 cents a kilowatt to 5 cents a kilowatt. But Miss Miriam, your block walls are probably empty and void, and for a very economical investment, we can inject foam into that block empty space and create an incredibly thermally efficient wall. And you'll be surprised how much quieter it makes your home. But the big surprise people tell us is how much cleaner it keeps the home. So thermal advantage, give them a ring. I'll respond to your email and visit with you about that. But those of you in the older block homes, you don't have to fur out the wall. You don't have to put the foam on the outside of the wall. You can keep your masonry exterior, and we'll just fill the voids inside the block wall with foam. It works really well. All right, let's get back to the phone. We've got Joe calling and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Joe.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good.
My question concerns a replumbing in an older house, and the reason I'm asking and considering doing that is because I think I have a slab leak, and I had a company come out, and they were supposed to detect it. Anyway, they said they really couldn't be sure because the water pressure fluctuates a lot in my home. I'm in an HOA community. I'm connected, you know, to other homes.
Okay.
And so they recommended putting on a new shutoff valve and then a meter to meter the water usage in my home. Anyway, I brought it up at the HOA meeting, and nobody seemed concerned about the high water pressure, which I don't know how big an issue that is. And then other homeowners said, well, they had had leaks also because it is an older build, and they had replumbed through the soffits. And I just wonder what... Do you have any advice? What do you think I should do? Can I ignore it?
Well, let's not ignore a plumbing leak if we can confirm we have one. So the plumbing is all under the slab. So this is a home that was built in the 70s probably or 60s?
Yeah, I think 65.
Yeah, okay. And that plumbing system is coming close to the end of its economic life. I will tell you that.
Okay.
And we will generally plumb that. When we replumb that, we do generally replumb it through the attic, which creates some of its own problems and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't be left with wondering whether you have a leak or not. We can determine that fairly simply by two or three different tests.
Uh-huh.
What is your water bill running?
Well, it's paid through the HOA, so that's why I don't know if it's gone. My usage has gone up because we're all connected.
It's all on one meter serves more than one property?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that does complicate it just a touch.
Yeah.
And they haven't seen it go up. Or they haven't seen it go up enough to be alerted by it.
Right.
When the leak detection people came to look through your home, were they using like Geiger counter machines?
Something like that. He had some kind of little scope. He went over the floor. And
yep.
There's one place, the reason I thought I had a leak is because there's one place in the hallway where the water would come for the bathroom that the floor right there is warm most of the time.
That's a sure sign of a hot
water. Well, that's what I thought too.
Of a hot water line leak.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought, well, because, I mean, if it's going to leak there, eventually it's probably going to leak somewhere else. So why just fix that? It would be better to just do the replumb.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Given the age of the system that you have, you know, the fact that it's 60 years old.
Yeah.
I would not saw cut the floor
right.
and make a little patch. I would go ahead
right.
and replumb the house.
Okay. Okay, so then I noticed on your website you have one plumbing company you recommend. Is that
where mm-hmm. are you, Joe?
I'm Central Phoenix.
Okay. Well, if you'll go to our website and plug in your zip code and just hit plumbing, there's Walker Plumbing up at 22nd Street, East Rose Garden Loop. There's Babcock Plumbing in Scottsdale. There's Isley's over in Gilbert. There's Benjamin Franklin on Warner Road. There's Thunderbird Plumbing on Cotton Lane. You have, right in North Central Phoenix, Walker Plumbing is probably going to be the closest one to you. But you have five Rosie Certified Plumbers in and servicing the Greater Valley of the Sun. Okay? When you do call, if you call Walker Plumbing, I'd like to be kept into the loop here as to what's going on and what they found and how they're going to propose fixing it. And if the fluctuating pressure is a problem, I'd be tempted to tell you if we're getting fluctuations in water pressure that are going much beyond 60 or 65 PSI, I would put a pressure regulator on at my house to keep everything at my house under 65 while the plumbers are there, while they're there replumbing the house. So keep those points in mind. Give any one of those guys a call. Let them know we talked on air, and that we'll be checking up on the status of the project periodically. Ms. Joe, we appreciate the call. Now, on a topic similar to Joe's, that many of you are getting letters from the cities you live in that are asking you to insure your water lines between the house and the meter, or your sewer lines between the house and the meter. This is a company that's come in off the East Coast. The guy absolutely must be a genius. He's convinced cities all over the country to support him so that it protects their exposure to the cost of repairs when they happen, if you can get the homeowner to buy the insurance for replacement. Maybe if your home is 60 or 70 years old, you might think about it. But folks, for any of you that have a home that are 50 or 40 years old or newer, it's not worth the money, all right? So we're getting, those letters are being sent to our office constantly. Should I do this? Should I do this? Insure the riser panel for the service electric panel.
And because of it, the cities have got to be making money off of it.
You think they're getting a cut of it?
They've got to be pushing it that hard.
I don't know. Or it's protecting them from exposure of costs down the line. I'm not exactly sure. I'm really not. All right, let's get to Greg, see if we can handle him with Project in Chandler. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Tell me what you're up to.
Yeah, I've currently got a flagstone patio about 800 square feet. It's been deteriorating, just flaking off and stuff like that. So I want to completely replace it. And I'm debating whether to replace it with pavers or go with concrete. that has a flagstone pattern on it, kind of a coated concrete.
Greg,
don't know which is better.
Do you know if this flagstone you currently have is laid on top of concrete or is it sand set?
A lot of it is on top of concrete, although there is some where it's a sand set.
Okay. Well, there isn't any argument in this, in my mind. Pavers are the only way to go. And go with a light-colored paver so that the patio doesn't become a heat sink with dark-colored pavers. They make pavers. Once you get the flagstone up off the concrete slab, you can lay a paver on top of that slab. And then when you get to the end of the slab, you can sand set the pavers. They make them so they interlace each other. The same finish. They have the overlay paver and the full thick paver. You'll never know where the slab begins or ends. It's zero maintenance from the very first day you finish installing it. The price of a good concrete job isn't any significantly less than the pavers. Builders all over Arizona have virtually quit putting in concrete driveways and patios. They're all doing it in pavers. There's in my book, Greg, there's just no reason to pour concrete hardly anymore. And you can go to the website Belgard.com, BelGard.com, Belgard Pavers.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a look at all the products they've got available to you. And I tell you, pavers, and I say stick with the lighter colors.
You bet.
Okay, man?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, I Roman, you like the look of flagstone, don't you? I think that's so rich.
I do. I would never put it on my home. But
that's a dilemma.
If somebody else wants to do the maintenance, they're welcome to.
It's
our neighbor,
constantly flaking.
Their pool is a flagstone deck. And you jump in it and you look across and you can just see all the layers separating on that flagstone. I'm like, man, this is not going to be cheap to replace. And it's not an old pool. But, man, if someone else is going to pay for the maintenance, then you could put flagstone. But if you've got to care for that yourself, it's rarely a...
Flagstone done right is really, really a handsome, handsome look. But it does take some maintenance. And it's expensive. Because it needs to be on top of a slab, and it's a ton of work. So go pavers, buddy. You'll never regret it. I know you're going to call and thank me. All right, with that, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jerry and Steve.